Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos and
Sister Amen.
We are coming to you after a glorious day, and we want to share some edification with you. We hope that you're doing well, striving for the kingdom of God. You seekers need to repent via the gospel and come, be born again, and follow Christ. Sister Amen, did we do some witnessing today?
We did.
Yeah. You want to share with us one or two that stick out to you before we go? We kind of have a little theme we want to read about today, and we'll tell you what that will be at the end.
Well, gospel cards went out in our just everyday thing, going in stores and things like that. And we were in a park, and the brothers were...
Yeah, we had a gathering where we were sat and read scriptures.
Yeah.
Nice lake there, and we walked around it.
Yeah, there was like a walking path around it, and a lot of people were going by, and some gospel cards were being handed out then. And then a woman came by, and I was looking up, smiling at people because I was facing that way, and thinking maybe doors would open up for witnessing because they could see all our signs on the van right by us. And then us sitting there talking about the things of God where they could hear. And so a woman came by, and she asked what denomination we are. So it was a door opener. I went and talked to her and explained it all to her, give her a gospel card, and asked her if she had a Bible at the end, if she had a Bible, and she said she did, but she lost the bag that it was in, and so I went and got her a Bible, and we always put who we are in there.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a really good witness encounter with her. It was really, I don't know, she just seemed to take it in, and it's nice when people don't reject it. It's nice when people stop and ask the question.
Yeah, and we said if she was an Anabaptist lady or an evangelical lady, she probably wouldn't have talked for 10 seconds.
Right, you know what was interesting? All those people, lots of people walked by while we were sitting there.
Yeah.
And they all looked at the signs on the van, and they all clearly saw us sitting close by there.
They want nothing to do with us.
This one woman stops by, and I know that we gave out a few gospel cards while we were walking around and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I had a good witnessing tonight. Sister Amen and I took a walk, and we kind of walked out on a trail. It was all lit up.
It was on a sidewalk.
It was on a trail outside of, like, where no businesses or nothing around, and we saw this man walking ahead of us, and he looked like, to me, he was staggering, and we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, so I just had Sister Amen walk, like, next to me, and we kind of walked by him, and I just kind of said, hey, and he just looked, and it looked like he might have been drinking or something, I don't know. So we just walked past him, and then we turned around, we came back, and we had to pass him again, and he still looked like, to me, he was, like, a little staggering
kind of
or weaving or something. And I felt bad because, one, I don't witness to drunks. There's just nothing, no advantage to it. But I would have liked to maybe give him a gospel card. But we were kind of out on this trail, and I thought wisdom, better not start. It could turn into something that isn't good out there with my wife out there in the middle of nowhere. But anyway, we walked all the way back, and then we got back to where all the hotels and stuff are parked where we're kind of staying. And I saw him on the sidewalk across the street.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. I told Sister Amen, here, wait here. And I crossed the street. And I went to go talk to him. His name was Darren, and he had the nicest smile. He looked like he might have been drinking a little bit or something, but he was cogent, and I shared the whole gospel with him. I told him how I used to be an idolater and a fighter and a worldly person, and I said, you think you've ever sinned before God? He goes, I have many times. And I said, well, you can be cleansed of that. And I told him the story of Christ, and I warned him about the culture and religion, and I said, Christ says, come, repent, follow me. You'll be born again, and I said, you could be a new creation. I said, your whole life will change. And I said, God will set your path on your feet on the path of eternal life. And he just looked at me and he said, thank you very much. I said, you go on the internet? He said, I do. And he took the card and he walked away. So
he was reading it while he was reading it.
I'm just rejoicing that I wanted to witness to him out on the trail. And then I got a better opportunity in a better place. And the Father was faithful to me and let me do that. So that was awesome.
That is.
Darren got the gospel. That kind of makes me rejoice tonight.
Praise God.
I love my neighbor.
Yeah. While we're at the park before, I think before that first witnessing encounter I had, there was a homeless woman pushing a shopping cart. She was messing around with it and doing things. And this man kept coming up to her and he was yelling at her and she was walking away and he'd run up to her and run away and yell at her. And I watched her. She was walking up the sidewalk, going to walk past us. And I timed it out to where I could walk right in front of her and I didn't want to cause any issues or anything, but I stopped her. I said, how you doing today? She said, oh, I'm doing all right. And I gave her a gospel card and I said, you know, there's hope in Christ. And I didn't hold her up because I know the man was kind of bothering her, so I quickly gave her the gospel and a quick warning, and I said, let us know if we can help you. Our email's on there. She thanked me.
Yeah.
And she walked off. She's in the midst of all this trouble with her, whoever that man was.
Boyfriend or something.
Yeah, we see it. It's pretty common. A lot of them have a lot of fighting going on. But she stopped.
Yep.
And she took the gospel card. She thanked me. And then she went on. She ended up having troubles with him later on down the road. But it's just amazing. Something like that, in the midst of troubles there, a homeless woman will stand and take and listen to the gospel and thank me.
Yeah, amen. Nice being in the right place at the right time for those people.
It is. It just shows you the contrast of those who don't want it versus those who do. Maybe they have ears to hear.
What did you say the other day? How did Jesus tell us the second great command?
Love your neighbor as thyself. It's not just love your neighbor.
Right.
It's as thyself, as you love yourself.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like the golden rule. What would you want someone to do with you? If you were lost and desperate and in the world, what would you want them to do? Reach out and tell you the good news.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we got to do that. So, yeah, so we had a really good day. We went to the Word and we studied it. And we want to bring, do you have anything else before we start this?
Oh, no, let's do this.
We want to bring a theme and kind of come from our study when we got together with the brothers, brothers and sisters. We did 1 Peter 1. We kind of read that and pulled truth from it. And we read Proverbs 2. And we read Psalm 97. We didn't record any of it today. It was kind of windy and I didn't think it would work. So I probably should have recorded it, but we didn't. And out of that, we kind of started talking about the Spirit. So we thought we'd read some scriptures about the Holy Spirit. What do you think, Sister Amin? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You get to go first.
Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
I love that. So the Spirit means breath. It's God's power. And he spoke everything in existence by the Word, and the Spirit was moving long before there was even man.
Right. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
A little bit off topic, but when you said spoke it into existence, Sister and I were talking about the flowers and how I said, I marvel at how God spoke everything into existence. And look at all the different flowers, all the different trees, all the different blades of grass.
Yeah.
He didn't just make one of each.
No.
When he spoke it, it was all of them.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen, amen. John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth. I love that. It says, I think, three times in the New Testament, it calls the Spirit of truth. Hmm. Most people miss that. They don't call him that. They call him the Holy Spirit. Whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Indwelt of the Holy Spirit.
Psalm 51:11. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Amen. Amen. I'll read a verse about that. Yep, I'll read a verse about that in a minute. In the Old Testament, they weren't indwelt with the Holy Spirit. They had the Holy Spirit upon them. I'll read a verse that kind of proves that here in a minute. John 16:13. Once again, Spirit of truth. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit of truth.
Oh, you want me? I thought you were going to...
That'll be my next one.
Oh, okay. 2 Samuel 23:2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's how God gave us the scriptures. The Spirit moved men's tongues and hands to write what we have today.
Yeah.
Here's that verse I was talking about that kind of proves that people weren't indwelt before Christ was glorified and Acts 2 and the Holy Spirit fell. John 7:39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which... they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
Yeah.
So he went up and he was glorified, and then he sent the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. Now we're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Job 33:4. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This, what does it say? The Spirit of God hath made me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's the Creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That word sealed doesn't mean you're guaranteed heaven no matter what. It means it's an earnest. That's like a down payment. And God is using the Holy Spirit to bring us home if we endure and strive in the faith.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
I think he's talking about Christ there.
Yeah.
I think he is. All right, I got two more. 1 Thessalonians 4, 8. And he therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. God gives to us. The Father gives good things.
Mm-hmm, he does. All good things come from him.
Amen.
Ezekiel 11, 19 and 20. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
I love that. That's like an archetype of what was going to come.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Now, last one I have, Revelation 22, 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Let him heareth say, uh-huh, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever. That's like John 3, 16. Whosoever can believe and come. So the Spirit calls us, invites us. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. I want to be part of that.
Oh, I know.
I know you do too. And we want to put that opportunity in front of as many people as possible.
Oh,
that's why we go and that's why we preach. Do you have any more? Is that it?
No, I have one more.
Go ahead.
I like the one that I just read, not just now, the Ezekiel one, so much that I wanted to read this one too. Kind of a similar one in Ezekiel 36, 25 through 28. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. It's like an Old Testament of the gospel.
Yep, amen. Yeah,
I love that.
It's all over.
Yeah, that's so awesome. I love that. The new heart.
That's the promises that Jesus talked about. The prophets, the Bible says the prophets longed to see that day when Christ would actually come and walk, and then the Holy Spirit would come.
Yeah.
The mystery had finally been revealed. So, yeah. Awesome. We hope that you were edified by those scriptures on the Spirit. You get the Holy Spirit via the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we have to make some plans to get down the road to our event coming up in the future weekend. This weekend, if the Lord gives it to us. And so we're excited about that. And who knows what else will happen tomorrow?
Yeah, every day we're just...
Every day is different out here.
Serve the Lord, yeah.
Yeah, every day is different out here.
And in many different ways.
Yep, we're savoring the days, and we never know what day might be our last. And so... we hope that you live that way too. Yep, you can plan ahead, you can look ahead, but be careful. Don't plan too far ahead. Don't miss today. Make sure you're living, obeying, walking in all of his ways today. You don't know how much time you have left.
Right. He's only given us right now.
Amen.
And we need to redeem this right here before he gives us any more of it.
James says your life's a vapor. Vapors don't last too long.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, that disappears real fast.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Love y'all. Remember the Holy Spirit of God. If you're born again, you are the temple of it. How shall we live if we're the temple of the Holy Spirit? That's something to really ponder.
That's a good one for the next one, maybe.
Think so?
Yeah, possibly. I'll make a note of that. And let's
being
see.
The temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, how should we live there? What did you just say?
Yeah, how should we live being the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, we should.
Like
think
if God
that.
Came into your town and built a building, how would we take care of it? What would we do? How would we revere it? Like the temple they had in Jerusalem. Well, if we're the temple now, how should we carry our bodies? How should we conduct it? How should we clothe them? We just had an issue with somebody about clothing.
Yeah.
How should we clothe them? How should we not, what should we not do to it? Cover it with tattoos, things like that. So that might be a good one.
Yeah, I'll make a note.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Love y'all. Seek the kingdom. We're here to help you.
Amen, and may God be praised.